Hey, all you boils and ghouls. Once again, it's me, the ghostess with the mostest, with another Valentine's Day episode of the Big Scary News. Time to turn down the lights, light a candle, curl up under the covers, and listen to all the latest news and goings-on in the haunt industry. The Big Scary News is brought to you once again by the great folks over at Froggy's Fog. Be sure to check out all their super sexy products at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, this is the Big Scary News.
We start off with some trans world news from the Don't Be a Monster charity silent auction. Don't Be a Monster is looking for any and all forms of donations, be they props, rentals, lights, fog, costumes, masks, music, you name it, for their second annual silent auction that will take place at Transworld's Halloween and Attractions Show 2016. Last year they had over 50 vendors from companies like Ghost Ride, Scare Factory, Gantom, Froggy's Fog, Gorgolore, many more participating, and this year's auction will be even bigger. Don't Be a Monster is a 501c3 national bullying prevention organization founded by haunted house owners and industry insiders. They work side by side with haunted houses to deliver bullying prevention assemblies to students in grades 4 through 10 throughout the U.S. 100% of your donation will go towards funding Don't Be a Monster. Therefore, your donation is tax exempt. In exchange for your donation, you will receive the following: your logo on a banner that will be posted all weekend at the Don't Be a Monster booth, which is booth 1807, a donor highlight on the Don't Be a Monster website, a receipt for your donation, a small sign to hang in your booth letting Transworld attendees know you're part of the silent auction. Deadline for submissions is March 1st, and your donation does not exclude you from placing bids on other items. For more information about Don't Be a Monster or your donation, email Aaron Kelly. That's Aaron.Kelly, E-R-I-N dot K-E-L-L-E-Y, at don'tbeamonster.org, or call 720-417-9661. We have this news on a reboot of the show Tales from the Crypt. This comes to us via movieweb.com. TNT's network logo is We Know Drama, but the network announced plans to delve into more genre programming, including a revival of the HBO classic Tales from the Crypt. The Hollywood Reporter reveals that the network is planning on launching a two-hour horror block curated by M. Night Shyamalan, led by the new version of Tales from the Crypt. TNT President Kevin Riley revealed during the network's TCA panel recently that this new version of Tales from the Crypt will be an hour-long show, with the rest of the two-hour block devoted to both long-form and short-form genre storytelling. The network president said that they hope Tales from the Crypt will serve as an umbrella for several different shows throughout many genres. M. Night Shyamalan is expected to direct the first installment of Tales from the Crypt. He is also executive producing with his Blinding Edge Pictures partner, Ashwin Rajan. There are four other properties currently in the works to be part of this horror block. The network wouldn't say if the iconic Crypt Keeper will return or not, though. The series originated through the EC comic series created by William M. Gaines, which spawned the 1989 HBO TV series Tales from the Crypt. As always, we'll keep you up to date on this and let you know what we hear. We have an announcement regarding the 2016 Chicago Zombie Prom. Zombie Army Productions will once again be hosting its annual Chicago Zombie Prom at the Cubby Bear, 1059 West Addison in Chicago, on Saturday, May 21st from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. As Chicago's number one zombie event, the Zombie Prom is a ghastly, affectionate, cheesy blend of nostalgic high school Americana and the living dead. Zombie attire and makeup are required, but if you don't have your own makeup, zombie makeovers will be available for a small donation. This year's Chicago Zombie Prom is pleased to welcome back Libido Funk Circus as the live zombie band, guaranteed to animate your corpse on the dance floor all night long. Get more info and tickets at www.zombiepromchicago.com. We have this news from Marilyn Manson. Though primarily known as a shock rocker, Marilyn Manson is no stranger to the world of acting, recently starring in shows like Sons of Anarchy and Once Upon a Time. Up next, like fellow singer Lady Gaga before him, Manson joins the cast of a small-screen horror favorite. TV Line is reporting that Manson has been cast in Season 3 of WGN's Salem, which begins production soon. He will guest star as Thomas Dinley, the town's barber and surgeon, whom residents go for anything from a shave and a haircut to being leeched, bled, sliced open, or sewn up. Manson previously collaborated with Tyler Bates on Salem's opening theme song, though he has never before appeared on screen in the series. Set in the volatile world of 17th century Massachusetts, Salem explores what really fueled the town's infamous witch trials and dares to uncover the dark supernatural truth hiding behind the veil of that infamous period in American history. Season 3 will pit the power-hungry devil against Mary Sibley. The new season premieres this April. Here's some convention news from Days of the Dead. Days of the Dead is proud to announce their partnership with the Gateway Film Center for the entire run of 2016 Days of the Dead shows. Locally owned and based in the heart of Columbus, Ohio, the Gateway Film Center features a diverse mix of independent and commercial film programming, as well as a diverse range of special events aimed at inspiring and exciting the local community through the love of film. Through its partnership with Days of the Dead, the Gateway Film Center will act as primary sponsors for the JAB Pictures Film Festival, serving to highlight the most exciting films and filmmakers on the independent horror scene. Days of the Dead and the Gateway Film Center will also be working throughout the year on special event screenings, bringing the best in indie horror to the Gateway for the masses to enjoy. Learn more about the Gateway Film Center by visiting their website at gatewayfilmcenter.org or on their Facebook page at facebook.com/Gateway Film Center. We have some more convention news from Monster Mania Con in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We are very excited to announce that Jason Patrick will be making his first con ever appearance at Monster Mania Con 33, the weekend of March 11th through the 13th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Jason will be appearing on Friday and Saturday at the show. Jason, of course, is best known to horror fans for his lead role as Michael in Joe Schumacher's classic 1987 film, The Lost Boys. The Lost Boys is clearly a huge fan favorite of many of our Monster Maniacs, and we're very excited to be bringing in the lead star of the film to the show. Jason is also starred in another number of other projects, such as the role of Jim Raynor in 1991's Rush, starred as Shakes in the 1996 film Sleepers, played Nick Tellis in the 2002 film Narc, and starred in other projects such as In the Valley of Elah, Solar Babies, Roger Corman's Frankenstein, and many more. Sadly, since our very first Lost Boys reunion years ago, we've lost a number of the stars from the film, so we are especially thrilled to finally be bringing Jason to Monster Mania Con. Jason has had to cancel two prior con appearances due to other commitments, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that nothing comes up to interfere with this appearance at Monster Mania Con. Please join us in welcoming Jason Patrick to his first con ever appearance at Monster Mania Con 33. Get more info at monstermania.net. We have still more convention news regarding the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. Big Daddy Eugene Clark will lead the Dead to Mad Monster Party 2016. Eugene Clark, Big Daddy from Land of the Dead, joins the Madness in Charlotte March 25th through the 27th. Eugene's extensive credits include co-starring as Sid Gomez on William Shatner's Tech War and appearances in Alfred Hitchcock's Presents, The Twilight Zone, Knight Rider 2000, Earth Final Conflict, and over 100 other roles. Be sure to swing by and say hi to Big Daddy. Mad Monster Party is presented by WCCB, Charlotte's CW. For more Mad Monster Party info, tickets, or the chance to book one of their limited discount hotel rooms, please visit madmonsterparty.com. For the latest updates, please like them on Facebook. We have some news from the Hudson Horror Show in Yonkers, New York. Tickets are on sale now for the Hudson Horror Show March triple feature at the Alamo Drafthouse in Yonkers on March 5th. We're showing Child's Play, Hell Night, and Humanoids from the Deep. Get your tickets and more information at their Facebook page at facebook.com/Hudson Horror Show. We have some film news regarding the movie Gremlins. This comes to us via uk.movies.yahoo.com. Secure your mogwai, people, because Gremlins 3 is on. Original Gremlins star Zach Galligan confirmed the plans during a special screening of the first movie in London recently. Quote, "It's not going to be a reboot. It will not be a remake in any way, shape, or form," unquote, he told the audience at the Prince Charles Cinema. Chris Columbus has come out and said that the first film is very near and dear to his heart, and as long as he is alive, it will never be remade. So the only thing they will be, and apparently are going to be, doing, is something along the lines of Jurassic World, where it will be 30 years later. Galligan went on to say that he didn't know if he would be starring again, but is remaining hopeful. The original movie, directed by Joe Dante and Chris Columbus, came out in 1984 following Galligan's Billy Peltzer, the teenager gifted a mysterious creature by his father. The creature, called a mogwai named Gizmo, was not allowed to get wet, be exposed to direct sunlight, or fed after midnight. If he does, he turns into evil gremlins, a group of which, led by the alpha gremlin Spike, caused murderous mayhem in the sleepy town of Kingston Falls. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you updates as we get them. We have some music news from Wednesday 13. The Undead Unplugged UK tour is just a couple of weeks away. Hear stories from Wednesday 13, behind the songs, and a Q&A live. Don't miss this intimate, spooktacular performance. Note, this tour will feature only Wednesday 13 and Roman Sermon, not the full band. They start out on February 24th at Newcastle at the Think Tank, the 25th, Norwich at the Waterfront, the 26th in Milton Keynes at the Crawford Arms, the 27th in London at the Underworld, the 28th in Bristol at Thecla, the 1st of March at Nottingham at the Rescue Rooms, the 2nd in York at Duchess, the 3rd Birmingham at Oobleck, the 4th of March at Huddersfield in at Parrish, and winding up the 5th in Manchester at Satan's Hollow. Visit the official Wednesday 13 gravesite, officialwednesday13.com, to get your tickets and check out his site for his tour of Australia coming in April. We have this news regarding American Horror Story via BloodyDisgusting.com. After dealing with some of history's most interesting and depraved characters and scenarios, American Horror Story is now potentially turning to stories created by the internet for its sixth season. According to a U.S. Weekly Insider, Ryan Murphy and company are thinking that the show might benefit from the introduction of the infamous creepypasta character, Slender Man. The Insider explained something interesting about this possibility, saying, quote, "Someone else wrote the script and AHS wants to adapt it to fix the show. They have to buy the rights. Then they have to figure out the cast from there," unquote. Slender Man was created by Eric Knudsen in 2009. That character has since gone on to become a horror icon and appeared in several games as well as being the foundation in some upcoming films. This is very much in the rumor stages, so don't jump to any conclusions. That being said, it could be really interesting to see how this plays out. The terror of Slender Man is not only that he can pop up out of nowhere, it's that he makes his presence known in advance so as to heighten the anxiety and tension. After all, the fear of the known is worse than the fear of the unknown, right? Stay tuned for more on this as we get it. And finally, we have some interesting casting news. Sick of boring dates with boring people? Want to go on a scary date? A major cable network is now casting outgoing, vibrant singles for a fun new dating show with a twist. Must be local to the Los Angeles area and believe in ghosts and the paranormal. To submit, please send an email to sarah@pittmancasting.com with the following information. Your name, contact information, phone number and email, 3 or 4 recent photos, the city you live in, and a brief paragraph about yourself. How long have you been single, and why does this concept appeal to you? Email all requested info again to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at pittmancasting, that's pittmancasting.com, ASAP. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's special interview is with none other than world-famous body painter and makeup artist, and incredibly handsome, Nick Wolf. Just thinking about stripping down and letting him paint me makes me hot. The thought of those soft brushes against my skin. Enjoy the interview.
Hello, buddy. Drew Badger here. We are live at HauntCon in Birmingham, Alabama, checking out everything. And of course, you know, you got a HauntCon, you got a Transworld, you got a MHC, you got some kind of Haunters convention going on. You're going to find this guy out here painting faces, selling makeup, holding classes, all that good stuff. One of the greats in the makeup and body painting industry, Mr. Nick Wolf. Nick, how you doing?
Drew, it's great to see you. Always great to see you at these events.
Of course, a pleasure to see you as well, and all the cool things that are going on in your crazy world, I should say, you know, gallivanting across the country and the world, putting on exhibitions, participating in competitions, painting beautiful ladies, and not so pretty, but you know, it's all part of the business.
Oh, I'm not prejudiced about looks. I don't care if you're blind, crippled, or crazy. I will paint your face. That's the amazing thing about this industry is that's all you need. It's an all inclusive industry. You got a face, you're in. You don't have a face, well, I don't know. Maybe I can paint your body or something.
Everyone's a canvas, right?
That's right. And I have painted some beauties recently. You know, in my January, December, that's my dead time. So I do a few little projects. I got introduced to this girl, Amy Nicole. She's been in Playboy and a real stunner. Well, I got this photographer friend who he goes to like Comic-Con conventions. He takes pictures of people in there dressed up like superheroes, and then he takes them home, photoshops them so they look like they're flying or shooting a laser or breathing fire or something like that. And he's gotten really great at it. So lately, he's been finding these really beautiful models and going, Nick, this is the thing we're going to go for. You paint them like this, and I think we're going to get possibly on the cover of a Tarot, Witch of the Black Rose comic book.
Oh, very nice. We've
brought some of his characters to life through body painting with my friend's really gorgeous, amazingly beautiful models with a little bit of paint and some wigs and a few props that we built. So I'm hoping to get some covers coming up here soon. But it'll definitely be featured in the comic book, but we've heard mention of covers, so...
But this is not your first time being on a cover of something.
No, but it's my first time to have body painting on the cover. And it's also in the comic world. Now, just recently, and I don't remember if it was DC or Marvel, there's a 6 or 8, maybe 8 or 10 comics were released recently. Nothing like hearing that chainsaw in the background. Eight or ten comic books recently released... And it's people dressed up at the conventions. So my friend Yaya Han was on the cover. And I forgot, I think she was Jubilee or somebody, an X-Men or something like that. So they had this whole series of cosplay covers.
Nice.
So that's really hot right now. So to get into the comic industry, bring the body painting to the comic, to have it on the inside's one thing, to have it on the cover, now I'm getting big exposure. So now I almost feel as cool as Yaya Han now. So hopefully if I can get that cover and bring body painting to the comic book world, well, that's just another crossover. It's more, you know?
I don't know what you would look like dressed as Lady Death or one of the things that she's dressed as before, but we can always imagine that,
oh,
I guess.
I've actually done Lady Death, Purgatory, Evil Ernie, Lady Demon. Do you remember her? That was the first one I did on my ex-wife. So I'm well familiar with those Chaos comics. We've been in Chaos comics. Brian Polito printed the costumes we did for that, which did involve a lot of body painting. Like I said, we've been in them, but we haven't been on them. So
it's all about the cover.
Yep. And got some gallivanting around the corner here. I'm going to be going to Paris, France, and teaching some workshops at the Metamorphosis Makeup Academy there. My friend Cedric Bernard's school. I did it last year. I'm going back again this year, and then in March, I'll be going to the Netherlands for the EFABE convention, which is European Face and Body. I forgot what the extravaganza, maybe. I forgot what the
probably something in Flemish, and it doesn't translate to English that well.
Yeah, so I get to spend a little time in the Netherlands, which is absolutely one of my favorite countries on the planet. If you've never been, I highly recommend it.
I've been to Belgium. I've never made it down to the Netherlands. We have a guy that is a big fan of the show that's in Hilversum that's been on the show before, so we'll have to tell him to come check you guys out.
Yep. Oh, I've been to Belgium. Love the Belgianers too. They're a bit more reserved, I think, than the Dutch. I think just a bit more cautious. That's the only way I could compare the two.
And I assume you'll be at Transworld and Midwest and all the other Haunter conventions in the States.
I hope so. I hope so. I almost didn't make this one, so almost.
Something going on?
There's actually this year seems to be the year that all the conventions are all happening on the same weekend. So this weekend, the Capital Kid Convention, a face and body art and a children's entertainment convention that I go to, I don't know, I've been to five or six of them, is this weekend in Washington, D.C. Also, the Orlando Makeup Show is happening in my hometown. And I work for Graftopian there, but I can only pick one, I missed HauntCon last year, so I had to
come to this one. Which was in Baton Rouge, which was a great fun time for all.
I heard. I've thrown some beads, and I've earned some beads. So
you flashed people from the balconies.
I did that back in the days. I did get some dick beads. I was very long strand. It was a first time for me, and I didn't get arrested. I heard that it's easier to spot. The way you spot undercover cops in a crowd mob situation like that is, one, something about they have to have steel-toed shoes. And also, undercover cops are usually uniformed officers first. And uniformed officers cannot keep their hands at their side or put their hands on their hips because they have these great big belts with all these pockets and stuff. So they stand with their hands folded because they're used to not putting their hands by their sides because they got all that crap. So even though they've become a plainclothes officer, they still stand with their hands folded. So if you see anybody standing around with their hands folded and steel-toed boots, don't flash your cock.
Well, you never can say you never learn anything here on the Big Scary Show. So I have no response for that, so I'll probably just wind up saying, how can people get more information on where you might be appearing, stuff about Graftopian, Evil Fire Lizard, the face painting, and all that is Nick Wolf?
I hate to sound presumptuous, but Google me. But I usually put my schedule on Facebook, and I am facebook.com/nick.wolf/568.
Because there's 567 other Nick Wolfs out there, apparently.
I have two Nick Wolf friends on Facebook, and I just accepted them because they had cool names, for sure. Well, you know who the second most famous Nick Wolf is? There's a movie, I believe it's Highlander 4, The Raven.
That's actually the TV series.
Oh, is the TV series?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No wonder
I had one
seen
of those guys
movie.
From one of those adult primetime soap operas. The name escapes me at the moment, but
yep.
Yeah, I remember Nick Wolff from that series very well.
Nick Wolff used to be, when you Googled Nick Wolff, he used to be at the top.
He was the undercover cop that was following Amanda around.
So. Well, I found him. He also had a Facebook page, or maybe it might have been back when MySpace was around. He had a MySpace page, this fictional character, mm-hmm. and he was the top on the Google. So I sent him a message. There can be only one. And now I am that one. So sorry, sorry, Nick Wolff, but it's time for Nick Wolff.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
And his name is Nick Wolff. Nick, always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. Wishing nothing but success. Have fun overseas and all that good stuff. Painting up all the pretty ladies and the few ugly ones that you get every now and then. But once again, we're here at HauntCon in Birmingham, Alabama, listening to the chainsaws and the clown sounds, and we are out.
We want to thank Froggy's Fog for being the title sponsor of Big Scary News. Also, thank you to Nick Wolff for providing another great interview. I'll be sure to look you up next time in your neck of the woods. I know you'll be happy to paint me. Once again, this is your ghostess with the mostest, signing off for the Big Scary News.